Beginn der Koran da mit sagt das mein Cut und das sein beginnen mein auf beginnt zwischen as the beginning was the Gemara ad kama until how much ad parsa until a parsa which there's two different interpretations what's that qualification either the im akun za za cuz the ants don't recognize each other but you see the parsa when it's more than the parsa a fillable loy nahar even if there's no river separating between them and this that we said that if it's two sides of the river that's specifically if it's not more than the parsa I mean, this is what the Gemara is saying. Kish yesh nahar, when there is a river, masakrun makirin, then when do we consider that they recognize them? Ad parsa, abayaser. But when it's more than a parsa, the mikri and makirin, then it's considered that they don't recognize each other, but davka deikana, and that's when there is a river. But if there is no river, then even more than a parsa, they would still recognize each other. Tunek says, Masa, to begin with the Gemara, Tanya Len, the Bryce, Bishim Allah, he says, which it would seem that Taisa has the gears of the Rif and other Rishonim that the Girsa was, that when they said by a grain field in the normal way, they only said by a grain field that's near trees. Because maybe they're going to come out from the wheat field and they're going to destroy the trees. Well, that's the Taisis. Now, if that's the Girsa, so Leidan Mahu says, I don't know what's this opinion of Rishonim Lazar. Imutana Shlishi, is he a third Tana, not like the Tana Kama, not like Rabbi Yehuda? Where they don't differentiate between if it's near a city or if it's near a tree. Or Tanakhama holds in all situations, the grain field has to be, is it the normal way? Buddha says that in all situations, the grain field has to be not a normal way. Shemalah says a third opinion that differentiates if it's near the city or near a field of trees. Or Shemalah must have Tanakhama Parash. Maybe he's explaining the opinion of the Tanakhama. That it's not in all situations that Tanakhama permitted you to do a normal way. It's only if it's near a field of trees. Oh, Yishemi Yishlema, a third option. Maybe the Yehuda might be stay loving as much as stay ilum. Maybe Yehuda, he agrees by a grain field that's near an orchard, where then it's the normal way. And when he says Shalagi Tark, it's only when it's near a city. The Chacham and Mairi, and the Chacham, who that's the Tanakama, who said you can do it in the normal way, they're talking about the Hasmucha Lebes Ashlachen. I feel it's near a gated field. Loi Besada Smucha Lebes Ashlachen, not near a field that's near an orchard. So it appeared to me that the text is regarding which greenfield do the chachamim permit, and that's the interpretation of what Rishon Lazar is going on. And so it says there are certain texts that actually it's written that when did they say that, and it's going on that opinion that says that oh by a greenfield that you do in an abnormal way. That they only said by when it's near a city. That option, that's actually the third option, Taisa brought, that's going on the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The next is Masla, beginning with the Gemara, Amr Abashi says, Masit Namadeka. A Mishnah also is precise like this. Now, possibly Taisa, that ever the parents, says, Hagaz Hacha Allah is like Arden Masla, Taisa is going like Rav Chizda, which is a Meduik from our Mishnah. The Kaisal Chatzamut Labnaisa, that the wall of a courtyard is permitted to build. Now, appears she explains the Haina Davka B'makom Samach L'Shul Sham, that specifically if it's near the public domain, Shishlei Lachash L'Gadam, we have to be concerned for thieves. There could be a Pesed Yisera, so therefore you can make it a Chalamayit. Al Ben Chatz L'Chatz, but if it's between that person's courtyard and another courtyard, and he's only making the woman Shem B'nei Chatz because of other members of the courtyard, then Aslav Nesek Adarka, then you cannot build it in the normal way. The next says Masel, the beginning with the words of the Gemara Amr Rebbe, he says Nirin Dibir Demeya B'Muskim. It would seem that, like the opinion of a mayor, when it comes to quarantine. So Taisa says, Masha Pesha B'Kunja, this is what Rashi explains, which it's inferred from Rashi's commentary. The Muzgir, also B'Tash Mesha Mita, that when it's quarantine, then the Mitzvah is forbidden to have marital intimacy, because Rashi explains on these words of the Gemara, that it appears to be like a mayor by Muzgir, that, because even if he becomes Tamei and he becomes a Mitzvah Mukhlit and they send him out of the three machnas and he cannot have the company of other people, still he's not in so much pain. Why? Because when he's confirmed Mitzvah, he has the company of his wife. So you see that that's something that he gets in a day when he becomes a confirmed Mitzvah. So it says Taisus that it's not known from where Rashi gets this idea. That, but meaning you're saying that he gains when there's a mukhlet that he's able to have his wife's company, but that by muzgir He was forbidden marijuana in Mitzvah. He says, where does he get this from? But it's not Meher Kamed Megillah. But in the first paragraph of Megillah, the Chesem of Beis, Eimim was Gil Mukhler. The Mishnah says there's no difference between the Mitzvah that's quarantined or that is confirmed Mitzvah, El Pri or Prima. Only regarding growing his hair and that he has to rend his garments. Now, Mash Mitzvah, in Tash Mashamita, but regarding marijuana, Mitzvah is showing that they are the same, which is, the one that says that when he's a confirmed Mitzvah, is Mutter, Tash Mashamita, Koshkin, the Muslim Mutter, Beshore, that when he's only quarantined, Beshore is permitted. And the Mukhlit Asin, the one who holds that when you confirm it, it's forbidden. So who had the Muzgur Asin? That yes, that the Muzgur would also be Asin. Because the Mukhlit, my time of the Asin. What's the reason that the confirm it is forbidden in Maryland and Messi? Because it's a Kabochema for the days of when he's confirmed it. Can mean Mishmait, like our Gemara says, which that would be the same Kabochema for the days when he's quarantined, for Gaminan and Yimei Hezger, and therefore you would learn that the same Kabochemer for the days of his quarantine, Mimei Sefavir, from the days of when he's actually purified and he's counting his semi clean days. I mean, if you're going to say Dein Toin Prima, but no, Hezger is more lenient, maybe shouldn't have the stringency of being forbidden marital intimacy because there's no halacha Priya Prima, but Mimei Sefavir Nami in Toin Priya Prima. But what do you mean? But the days of counting also doesn't have Priya Prima and still has the prohibition of marital intimacy. So it would seem to me that it's all the same. So how's Rashi differentiating? And v'hadar kama hasam gemara, this that it says within the Gemara that when it's saying for those that they're different, the Gemara makes the inference hola in shiluach tumah, but regarding sending the person out because of the tumah, there is a shum that they're the same. So it sounds like only that, but it sounds like maybe tashma shemim said no. It says no. Who are the tashma shemim dain shavim? Something would be regarding manal intimacy that the same. So why didn't they say that? Because el leposikli leslehet, because we couldn't be clear. What are they the same for prohibited or for permitted? Because that's actually machlekes at tanoim. If you're prohibited or permitted, but whatever whichever one it would be, it would be the same. So therefore, not clear where Rashi gets this that you're asav b'mehez gedoy, but you're mutav b'mechilutai. And Megamash Apesh B'Kuntra, another question that he says regarding what Rashi explains: the muzgar in the mishtalechut gil machnas, that the material that's quarantined does not get sent out of the three camps. Mizeh chazavai, he retracts from this because the prepared come of the Megillah comma, because in the first part of Megillah of Chesem Beis. The Gemara says, "Halin shiluach," like we just said, we're going to be sent out. There is a shaman that they are the same. So muzgur would be just like mukhlit. So lafizeh, based on this, that we proved that the muzgur is like the mukhlit regarding tashmish amita and regarding being sent out of the three camps. So kasha is difficult. The commentary that the Gemara is saying that the difference would be ma'ishat tzavta the ishta b'tzavta the amba b'muzgur mukhlit. The Gemara is saying, "Oh, that's the ramification that comes out. Which one we would appear to? Which opinion is correct?" Regarding the one that's quarantined, regarding what's been confirmed, regarding it would be which one's more important, the companionship of the wife, or that of the social relationships. But I mean, there is no such difference between Muzgur and Mukhlit regarding a wife's company or that in general. Because Bishlam Mitzav said the Almish Liasta, we understand regarding company of everyone else, you could resolve and you could say that you're right, even though they're both being sent out of the three machnas. So what's the difference even tzavtz of the Alma? You could say that there is somewhat of a gray of a difference over here, because ultimately, shehutar pri or pri mikashu mochlet, when he is confirmed, he does have to let his hair grow long, he has to rend his garments, and betomei yikri has to call out that he's tamei, so therefore a parish from the adam, b'mechaluta yezim me'ezgeri. Ultimately, it's going to be a little bit more of a separation when he's confirmed more than when he's just quarantined. Okay, so that you can answer that. But regarding Maryland, they're both the same. So what are you saying that the companionship of the wife would be a ramification if they're both the same? So I came near the Hadakama. So it says, therefore, Nalik Rashi, it would seem to explain like this. And the Gemara says, Mar Sovet Savsid Amal Nichle, that this opinion holds that he prefers the company of social. And Mar Sovet Savsid Ishtiyah, but the other opinion holds, no, he'd rather prefer the company of his wife. And Muchlikoy. It's not going from Muzgur to Mukhlit. Rather, it's talking about when he's going on a confirmed Mitzvah, going to Yimei Sefarai, which if he was purified, and we have to start counting his Yimei Tahara, where when he's a confirmed Mitzvah, he has his wife's company, but he doesn't have the company of everyone else. But when he's Yimei Sefarai, then he has company of everyone else, but he does not have his wife's company. And therefore, it'd be appropriate to say which one is better. But in Yimei Hezger, when he's going to Yimei Hechlet, you're right. You wouldn't be able to say that because there's no difference between Hezger and Hechlet regarding the company from the wife. And now Tosafot explains, starting from the second Braisa, how to interpret the Gemaras. Nirin, it's like this. Nirin Dibur Meir B'Mukhlet, that Rebbe said it would appear the opinion of a mayor by a confirmed Mitzvah, which is the Rain that we see. Why? Why do we see him? Because the imatamile, because if you're going to say that he's tamei, it's chalanami tamei have it. So initially he was also tamei up until now. And vimatarele, we're going to retire him. So mayav sadi, what are you going to make him lose? Oh, what do you mean that now he cannot be his wife? Well, the Tavad Sadeh Shleinachai is not concerned about that for the company of his wife, because the Tavad Da'ama Adivali is preferred to have, now that he could come back into the Machna, social contacts. And the Nirin the Rabbi Yisrael Muzgah would seem the opinion of Rabbi Yisrael by the Mitzvah that was confined, not confirmed, because he holds that what's Rabbi Yisrael's opinion that the Kohen cannot be silent, and Rabbi Yisrael has to be Metameh, and then he'll become a Muchat. Yeah, because the Metameh lay, will pass the Tavad Da'ama. So what's going to happen? He'll become Metameh, he's going to lose the social companionship, even though up until now, he was also said there are three machnas. But like we said before, we'll have to explain. It means she had turned pretty primo. It's going to be a little bit more of a social disconnect because he's going to have to have his hair grow long and tear his garments, but tamidim yikra, and he has to call the tamidim, talk to the other, and separate from people, a little bit more. And Megami after that, he's also going to lose his tar. He's going to be in more pain. Up until now, he at least had the hope. He's anticipating to become tar. Now he's not anticipating anymore to become tar. But Tanach Rina Sabbat, okay, that's the second reason. The town of the other Bryce held that Sausin Ishti Nichle, that he prefers the company of his wife. And therefore, Vachim Purusha, this is how he explained it. Near the Mayor, it would appear the opinion of Mayor Duroin that you see Bemuzger when he's confined, when he's in quarantine. Why? Because Dimitame Le Loyavs, because even if Dimitame is not going to lose, because the Shneim, both the Muzger Muchlet, Dinam Shavu, they're both the same. Chutz mi Priya Prima, except for Priya Prima. And that small loss in the Chesed, like we said, that's really very gray, and he's not concerned for that. And I feel like Krinu Lehevsed, Tavsed the Amakat and even if you're going to explain that, no, there is somewhat of a little bit more of a loss of a social connection, like we previously explained. But in the Chesed, Tavsed he's not concerned for that, but that of the company of his wife. And regarding that, we said there's no difference between Muska and Mukhlet, so you're not losing anything. Abba Mukhlet ain't right, but Rebbe holds when it's a Mitzvah Mukhlet, then you don't look at him. Because the mitar, like, because if you're going to mitar him, actually, Yafsid Tzavzidish is actually going to lose the company with his wife. Because he holds Tzavzidish, that divulim Tzavzidama, that prefers the company with his wife more than company of everyone else. Now, this place is, now, Biktaz Koshali, it's a little bit difficult to me, the wording. Nirin Debrim Meir. What does it mean that he's saying, oh, in this situation, it would appear the words of a mayor? Halasli Remeir Klau, Rebbe doesn't hold Remeir at all. Da'koin Mechuiv Leimar. That the Kohen has to say if he's Torah Tomei and be Bayi Shasek, and if he wants to, he could be silent, because the Rebbe Kesavu LaOilma Kohen and Rishar Lishta Klal, Rebbe holds that you can never be silent at all. Well, the Rebbe, like Tim Tzavashim Echad Roin Lahak Vlach, Rebbe doesn't hold that you could ever see to be only lean and not to be stringent. Then Rishar Lishta Klal cannot be silent at all. Vachav, remember what it should have said was near the Rebbe Yisi B'chul. In some cases, he appears to be near the Rebbe Yisi. And also, be'ein near the Rebbe Yisi B'chul, but sometimes it does not appear to be correct like Rebbe Yisi. But you can't say, like you're like a mayor, because your mayor says you could look, and sometimes you'll look and sometimes you won't look, but you can't look and not say anything. And Vachav Yisi B'shmai Nativ Zachal, the same question that the Gemara brings in Chul Nav Koftes Amad Aleph, that the Gemara asks the same type of question, like, you can't say you hold like the other Manda Amar. You could say you don't hold like this Manda Amar, or you do hold like this one, but not, you can't say that the other opinion you hold like, because you don't really hold like that at all. When it's by the first quarantine, Kulam of the Pliki, so no one disagrees. So Masha Pesh Bukunja, this is what Rashi explains, which this is all Rashi Ksabyad, not the one that we have as in the space of Rashi, which is the Mefarish. That's the proofs they bring that's the authoritative text of Rashi, because we find Taisus quoted as Pirush HaKunjus. That it's, what do you mean by the first Hesked? The slave Hesgerishon is at the end of the first quarantine, because oftentimes there's two times, that's the max. And therefore, you would see it according to everyone. Why? Because Itar Shabbat, if he's Tar, okay, great, so he's going to be Tar. Biyamid Bein Abinim stays the same, okay, so he's not losing anything, because Tchil Nami Bebaya Sakele, oh, Yamid, up until now, he was locked up also. So it says, because that's difficult, because Demo Pasa Nega, what do you mean? Maybe the Nega expanded, via Tome Muchlet, and it's going to be confirmed Mitzayra, which is more severe than Hezger. If you pre prima and all those other things we spoke about in the previous places. And Malcolm Ashman, the Gon Paragab, and that's what it sounds like from the Gon in the first peg, where there's a few halachas, and one of them is this halacha, where the Arba Maris Halalu Mitzdarvin Zemazet talks about that there's four different types of shades of Negoim, which they combine one with each other, lifter, so Imitzeb Shavu Sheni, to let go the one who's waiting now at the end of the second week, to confirm the one that develops a Michya, Isar lavan betchila, which is either the discoloration or the white hair initially, b'sev shavu rishon at the end of the first week, or b'sev sheni or at the end of the second week, l'achab tor, after he's let go. L'haklat eshenele b'pisyon, to confirm the one that develops an expansion, b'sev shavu rishon at the end of the first week, or b'sev shavu sheni or at the end of the second week. So you see clearly from the Mishnah that if it expands at the end of the first week, not only after the second week, the kohen would make him into mitzvah muchlid. So that's the question. So why does the kohen see him, even from hezgerishon, but it might expand, and then it's going to have not only mitzvah muskah, it's going to be mitzvah muchlid. So it says, so you should explain, by the first quarantine, no one disagrees that you're going to see him, because the pasuk that says, which that's the source of BC, says that the kohen cannot be silent, you can't expound that drasha until it's a time that you have to make him tummy, which is at the end of the second quarantine. You can't have a third quarantine. You got to choose. So then, oh, you're going to be stuck. And you have to say tummy if it is. At the end of the first quarantine, after the first week, you could technically lock him up another week and not make him tummy. Oh, so therefore, even if you see someone tummy, yeah, everyone agrees it could be silent, even if you see. But this is pushing it. Because it doesn't sound like that's the pshat. Because the Rabbi Yitzchok, never appears the opinion of Rabbi Yitzchok, hezgerishon, what does it mean that everyone agrees by the first quarantine? Hainu tchilas hezgerishon, it means the beginning of the first quarantine. Sheyachal l'sameach ben, or the gear says lishtik, you could be quiet. Why does everyone agree with it? Because the l'shayach l'tar tam, you can't say the drush of l'tar tam yet, because this is the beginning before you even quarantined him. So then the coin could be silent, so you can make like as if you didn't see it at all. Ah, so therefore, everyone agree in that situation. Take a look, because if it's going to be tar, they'll be happy. And if he's tummy, you could be silent. As Gershani, when it talks about the second quarantine, who betchila says Gershani, that would also be in the beginning of the second quarantine. Shamei like maybe they cannot be silent, because it's already applicable. L'tar l'tama, you're ready after the first week. Well, didn't say Gershani, it would be at the end of the second quarantine. That again, then, is where we'd have the machlekes. But everyone agrees, by the beginning of the first one, that then there's no problem.